Well, good morning and welcome, dear friends, and may the grace and peace of our loving Heavenly Father and our dear Lord Jesus be with you all. It is my great pleasure this morning on behalf of our class to welcome each of you to this gathering of fellow believers in the ransom sacrifice of our Lord. We have so looked forward to this weekend, to this wonderful opportunity where we might enjoy a couple of days of wonderful, sweet fellowship with each one of you, to a place where we might leave the cares of the world behind and set our minds to a plane high above that of the mundane, a place that the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2 and 7 refers to as a heavenly place, a place where we might focus more intently upon our dear Heavenly Father, upon His great love, and upon His plans and purposes, both for us and for the world of mankind. It is truly a blessing and a wonderful privilege that we enjoy, dear brethren, to be able to gather together with the Lord's people. It is no accident that you are here, for our Heavenly Father Himself has drawn you. You are the Lord's anointed, and I consider it a special honor to address you this morning and to behold your smiling faces, which reflect the love and grace of our Heavenly Father. Our prayer is that each of you might be blessed by being here, and that when you return to your homes and reflect upon this time that we've spent together, that you can say that it was indeed good to have been here. It is our desire to make your stay here an enjoyable one. So please let us know if there's anything that we can do to make your stay or your experience more profitable or more comfortable. We want you to feel welcome. And in the event that we have overlooked something, please do not hesitate to let us know what we can do to accommodate you. We can't do miracles, but we will do what we can. We receive you, dear brethren, with much gladness and pleasure. And we have a deep feeling of gratitude for the sacrifice that each one of you has made to be here with us this weekend. We know that some of you have traveled a far distance, and we know that you have all taken time out of your busy schedules to be here. And the scriptures assure us that where the Lord's people gather, the Lord Himself is there. And it is by reason of His goodness and His mercy that we have this great privilege of gathering together with dear ones of like precious faith. And we are grateful to our dear Heavenly Father, from whom all blessings flow, for this wonderful and blessed privilege. We look forward with a sense of eager anticipation to the lessons that will be forthcoming this weekend. And we do thank the brethren for their time and effort in the preparation of these lessons. They are for our encouragement, for our edification, and for our admonition, and for our instruction in the school of Christ. Let us be attentive and thoughtful listeners to their presentations. I've often thought that when we gather together in conventions such as this, when we are able to spend time with our brethren, when the cares of the world seem to be held to some extent at bay, these precious times so often seem to us as an island in the midst of a stormy sea, or like a haven of rest. We thus look forward to the periods of fellowship, for we know that it is in times like these, of close interaction one with another, that we forge and strengthen the bonds of true brotherhood. And these allow us to draw closer to and to truly sympathize with our brethren in their various situations. You, dear brethren, are our closest and dearest friends. Let us not fail to appreciate this great blessing as we greet one another in the spirit of love as brethren in Christ. Now, as noted on the back of your program, we have a Sunday school program has been planned for the children's benefit. We hope that this might be a break for the parents of young children who might normally have to watch their children during the meetings. And also, if we have any other children arrive, that they may strengthen bonds amongst themselves. Tomorrow afternoon, as indicated on your program, we have included a testimony meeting. Now, testimony meetings are very important for us, as they afford us an opportunity to tell others of our love for the Lord and to share your experiences and the lessons that have been learned. We would like to consider you to consider this opportunity and be ready to share the joys or the burdens of your heart. For each one of your dear brethren is more than willing to listen, to sympathize, and to pray for you. It is only among our brethren that we are able to find a truly understanding heart, for no one of the world can really appreciate our journey in the narrow way. The way may be narrow, but the blessings are many. Our class is chosen for a theme text, a passage from 2 Corinthians in chapter 12. And this is a very poignant chapter in which the Apostle Paul is discussing the thorn in his flesh. Now, many credible commentators suggest that this is in reference to the eye problem stemming from his encounter with the risen and glorified Lord. But the sentiments of these scriptures run so much deeper, as the scriptures so often seem inclined to do. And we were reminded of Paul's experience last night with Brother Ray's presentation. Our theme text is verse 10, which states, "For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Now, not wanting to dwell on the theme text, as we will defer that to Brother Mike momentarily, we are all well aware, dear brethren, that calamities, hardships, infirmities, and times of great sadness do affect us. These are part of our human experience designed to make us sympathetic and faithful in our future duties of assisting mankind up the highway of holiness in that new day promised in the scriptures. What an honor and a joy that will be. Our class as well has printed bookmarks, which are located on the book table. This has become a tradition in our class, which I'm very pleased to be a part of. And we encourage you to take some of them home, and perhaps they will remind you of the time that you have spent with us. An interesting observation is that the book table, which has been such a staple at our conventions, seems to be diminishing in importance. We have noticed that at our conventions in the past years that the materials may have reached a point of saturation among the brethren, as even if these booklets are offered free, very few get taken home. So please help yourself. The scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that no temptation, or more clearly, no trial, no testing, no calamity, no affliction has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted or proved beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Now, it is true that the scriptures do provide strength, buoy us up through these truly distressing times. Sometimes our faith in our Heavenly Father and trust in his ability to fulfill the things that he has promised seems to be the only lifeline that we have. Now, later this afternoon, we are going to be holding a memorial service for our Aunt Aloma Sheshchuk. She was a natural sister to our sister Carmelita, and as well to our brother Dan, the patriarch of our family. We are constantly reminded of the effects of our fallen human nature. We have all experienced the loss of someone we love, and these sad and trying times deeply affect us all. The strength that we glean from the scriptures and from each other helps us through these experiences. Our theme hymn, Simply Trusting, conveys the sentiments that each of us needs to keep close to our hearts when these difficult experiences come our way. I had the opportunity on Thursday morning to speak on the phone for a little while with Brother Sid Jones. He and Sister Joan wanted their Christian love passed along to the brethren here in convention this weekend. And I know we all know that Brother Sid is very weak. But in all of the adversity of health and distress that he has been enduring, I trust that his faith is strong and that he is simply trusting in the Lord for the promised grace and strength to endure. He reminded me again, as he has told me in the past, that he considers this convention as his convention too. His and Sister Joan's hearts are truly with us here this weekend. And it's not only Brother Sid and Sister Joan who are experiencing distressing times in their lives. There are many of our dear brethren who are going through similar and various trials. Their characters are being proven, and their experience is being enlarged upon so that they might be faithful and become faithful and merciful priests in the service of God. What a wonderful prospect held before us. And we would do well to keep these dear ones in our thoughts and prayers. The scriptures additionally tell us in Hebrews 10 that we should consider how to stir one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, the scriptures emphasize the need for our assembling together and encouraging one another, but it further emphasizes the fact that this is even more important as we see the day drawing near, and we do see indications that the terminus of this present evil world is getting closer and closer. Several months ago, I subscribed to the Al Jazeera News app on my phone, and I have been shocked and saddened that almost on a daily basis there are violent events taking place around the world. Mass killings, bombings, and a host of other atrocities. Unrest in the Middle East is at heights heretofore unimagined, and it's all backed up by armaments of unspeakable destruction. Last weekend in Prince Albert, Brother Jim Parkinson said that it is a miracle that Israel even survives, surrounded by those who would like nothing better than to drive her inhabitants into the sea. We see more specifically in Europe, but also in our own countries, Islamic migration occurring at record levels, increasing tensions in society, and we also see that terrorism is almost becoming commonplace. How we and our fellow men desperately need the foretold change in rulership under that long-promised kingdom. So for us gathered here, dear brethren, let us strive to encourage one another, and let us motivate one another to love and good works. So once again, dear brethren, I welcome each of you here this weekend, where we might soar above earth's lamentation, its cares, and its discouragements, that we might be strengthened and further renew our resolve with the promised help to make our calling and election sure. And then, if we are faithful, we shall hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Welcome, dear brethren.